Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, period. I feel like no one else bothers with these. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. For the new listeners, with me as always, Alex Bradford. AB, did you watch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what'd you think?
It's tremendous.
Fabulous.
I'm hyped.
Fabulous season.
I'm hyped for this season. I haven't felt this way in a long time about a television show.
It's weird to think, let's wash the stink off the Bachelorette with the thoroughly unclean Bachelor in Paradise.
I was talking with someone today, and they were talking to me about how I'm always upset at the end of seasons, and they think it might be a me problem.
Nope. Blame it on other people. Don't worry about it. Blame it on the show. It's not a you problem.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty common. I think they're just in a rut. The show's in a rut. Let's not talk about that, though. We're focusing on Paradise, AB. Here's how this is going to go. We're going to shoot for like a half hour on these. There's two episodes a week, and we're going to take like the big five, you know, events from the 4 hours of content, and we're going to try and narrow it down to a half hour. Bachelor in Paradise is a fantastic show, but it does not need the thorough examination of every frame. So also, AB, I watched it twice, and I still didn't take notes. I was just too tired. I didn't take any notes. So we're going to freewheel. Here's what we're going to cover.
Well,
number one.
Unacceptable, but sure.
Let's continue. Hey, all right. Well, let me beg for forgiveness. It was a long day of Bachelor stuff yesterday. Okay. We recorded the finale recap. We edited that, posted that. And then by the time I posted that, it's time for basically 4 hours of Paradise. All right. I wanted to claw my eyes out after a while. Here's what we're going to cover. Number one. General takeaways, AB. You loved it. Question mark. That was a question for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to go through the whole list of things we're going to talk about. Yeah, I loved
no,
it.
No,
it was great. You just sat there and they kept bringing out people that you loved from previous seasons. It's not always that. Like, they had a string of like 10 people where it was like, whoa, I love these guys. Eric, Joe, Kendall, bang, bang,
Kenny.
Bang, bang, bang. Kenny, all just coming out of Grocer Joe, Venmo John. Everyone's there. All the boys, all the girls.
Even the people you don't like are good, interesting characters to have around.
Whoa.
Crystal. Yeah, Tia.
Tia.
And then at the end, when they're showing the preview for the rest of the season, there's like 15 more people coming.
They keep coming.
You didn't even mention Grocer Joe.
No, I did.
Did you? Pretend you did.
Yeah.
Play along with me. Let's talk about Grocer Joe, AB. This is a segment we call the produce aisle. Now, no one has ever entered anything. Not since LeBron James came into the NBA has someone entered something with as much hype as Grocer Joe had going into Paradise. Now, I believe off camera, off screen, off mic, you mentioned to me that you thought Grocer Joe was going to be a colossal bust.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of screen time last night. He got a lot of play. Do you still feel the same way?
And boy, was I wrong, Rim. Grocer Joe is here to stay. He's a star. He's a superstar, and he's in the Bachelor running again. I don't know what to tell you.
No,
he's in the running, Rim. He's stealing the show. I don't know what to tell you. Jason in, what's the other, Blake? I can't even remember his name. I can't even remember Blake's name anymore. 24 hours after having a devastating breakup, Grocer Joe has made me forget about him.
I think Grocer Joe did steal the show, but I don't think he stole the show in the way that everyone might have expected him to do before Men Tell All. When he was the mysterious guy with a cute headshot who went home on night one, Grocer Joe could be anything. You could project Grocer Joe, whatever you wanted Grocer Joe to be, you could imagine him as that. It turns out he's kind of a simple guy. I think simple is a good way to describe him. He barely talks in complete sentences very often. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have juice. He definitely doesn't have the juice that we're looking for.
Yeah.
And yet he's must-see TV you have to watch when Grocer Joe is on because he's so different from everybody else.
Yeah.
He's so bashful and doesn't really want all this attention. There's something endearing about Grocer Joe.
So here's my question. We haven't liked any of the seasons of Bachelor. Why are we asking them to bring these same people on? Let's get something new. Maybe this shy kid that everyone loves, the humble guy, might be able to turn this series around.
You're serious about this. Yeah. You're really serious about actual... Okay, I'm not. Okay. And side note, that was like a rhetorical we as Bachelor Nation. You and I don't want anyone they've had... recently,
no.
To be the you're hoping for freaking Chris Harrison. Why do you think there was so much interest in Joe?
I think he realized he blew it the first time around, and he blew it on Men Tell All, and he wasn't going to make the same mistake twice or three times, I guess.
Do you think the interest in Joe is genuine? They really like the guy, or is it because the guy's got so much heat on social media? That hooking up with Grocer Joe is just a good branding.
No, I think
career
it's,
business
I think
decision.
It's just intriguing. He's that mystery guy. Like, what's Grocer Joe about? I got to go get a taste.
What was your favorite part of Grocer Joe on screen? Get a taste. I like that.
Him and Kendall. The chemistry's there. They're just having a great time. I love that couple.
I think I tweeted something similar to this last night. The guy, literally, all he has to do is say, I kind of like talking to you. And then she goes, I do too. And then he like taps her chin. I don't know if you noticed that. He like tapped her chin like,
yeah.
Time to kiss. Yep. And then they made out. Crystal was infuriated. Everyone on the island was like, Joe's getting it in. He was just like, he turned
man.
The island upside down just by going like, I like talking.
Joe is a caricature of a Chicago person. And he's got a joke of an accent.
It's a joke.
It's too Chicago for... It's so Chicago, you don't even think it's real. You think it's made up.
If someone showed up to a casting call and you're supposed to be playing a guy from Chicago and you talk like that, I'd be like, all right, buddy,
you're a bad
relax
actor.
With that
you're,
accent.
You're a bad actor and you're not good at accents.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm over here in paradise. I like the part when him and Tia were talking and they tried to... Tia almost... It's impossible to do his accent, just so you know. We're not doing his accent well, and obviously Tia from the South couldn't do it. Anyway, I enjoyed Grocer Joe on my TV screen. I couldn't help but laugh at some of the things he would say. He's just a funny, charming, humble, simple, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just, there's not much depth there. So Tia goes, when was the last relationship you were in? He's like, I don't know. I don't know. 2 years ago? I don't know. Don't really keep track of that kind of thing.
Listen, he's just so lovable. He's sneaky good looking. Out of nowhere, like he's very good looking, one of the best on the beach, in my opinion. Tall, dark, and handsome. He's got
jacked.
A smile that light. What?
Not jacked. Keep that in mind.
No.
Guys are jacked.
No,
he's got an AB
body.
I'm
talking about face only,
yeah.
And his smile that lights up the room rim.
Yeah, almost too bright. There was a scene when it was like dark out and Joe was smiling. And I was like, whoa, that's. The UFO or
I'm
something?
I'm smitten for Joe. That's what I need you to understand.
Okay. That's a big time 180. We both thought he was going to be a massive
Absolutely.
Bust.
I thought he was
going to
be gone
he's
before
not.
they did the rose ceremony.
Let's talk about Tia and Colton, because we must. Tia shows up. Just a quick recap. Tia shows up, and she goes to paradise, hoping that Colton will be there. She's very blatant about this. She says it. Colton doesn't show up on day one. Masterful date card distribution from the producers giving Tia the date card. You only get one of those, like
a season.
A season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Colton's not there, and she's freaking out. So she goes with Chris, We can talk about that later. Probably not. Don't really want to talk about it. She goes on a date with Chris, basically says, I'm over Colton. I'm done thinking about Colton. She's been thinking about Colton for 6 months straight.
Yeah,
and she
right,
ruined
girl.
A season of The Bachelorette because of how much she likes Colton. Colton shows up the next day before he walks in. Chris gives him the date card.
Mm-hmm.
Two brilliant date cards.
Great move.
First, I want to ask, what did you think of everyone kind of questioning Colton's motives for talking to other people before you talked to Tia? I had no problem with that.
I wasn't surprised, Rim. Tia is an excellent manipulator of other people, and she did it on her season. She gets what she wants. She's a liar, pathological liar. So it didn't surprise me that she had the whole house turned against poor old Colton.
I mean, the logic behind, wow, Colton didn't talk to Tia first, that's a red flag. I think Astrid said that was a red flag.
Yeah.
Tia went to paradise not knowing if Colton would be there. That's a red flag if you two want to be together. Also, just fucking text each other. Stop going on shows hoping the other one shows up, my opinion.
Yeah, at one point they asked Tia, so, like, did you reach out to him? And she's like, no. Of course, I'm not going
to
reach out to him. So you're just going to go on The Bachelorette, ruin his season, and then you're not even going to reach out to him after he obviously gets sent home? What kind of plan is this?
You two are simply not an item, okay? It's fine that you like him, but he doesn't owe you anything when he shows up with the date card. Anyway, he takes her on the date. They have a great time. This is like 12 hours after Tia said, I'm over Colton, mm-hmm. and she was making out with Chris. Not even 12 hours, maybe 2 hours, because they were making out in the morning. Okay? Never quite seen a full 360 of stances on a situation. What do you expect Tia and Colton going forward? Do you think they're gonna last in paradise, AB?
I think they probably are, Rim. She's got her claws sunk into Colton, and I don't think she's gonna let go. Listen, I tried to give Tia a chance right when she walked out. I was ready to boo her. I was ready to get pissed, call her a snake, all this. I gave her a chance. Everything she said on camera made me fall back into hating her. I don't like the girl. I don't know what to tell you.
It's astounding when you say out loud the sequence of events that Tia performed on screen. From going from, I'm here for Colton, Colton's not here, I'll settle for Chris. Wow, I'm over Colton. Hours later, Colton shows up. I can't imagine life without Colton.
Let's back it up even further in terms of why I hate Tia. She first gets fan favorite Becca sent home. One of my favorite Bachelor contestants of all time.
That's
young
right,
Becca.
That's right. Yes.
She sends her home for no reason. Just because she was nervous that Becca was going to steal her man. She ends up not winning The Bachelor anyways. She then comes on Bachelorette and ruins another person's chance by basically fabricating how intense their relationship was. Then she comes
on lying, too, because she said first, I'm over it. It means nothing.
She said
and then later
it.
On the end of the season,
yeah.
She's like, I'm still into him.
I'm still into him. After hometowns had occurred, and obviously Colton was completely over you by that point, but you just felt the need that Colton's yours. Then you show up to paradise. You, for some reason, I don't know why you just didn't text him before paradise and like just figure this out. Why do you go to paradise thinking about one person? Then that person doesn't show up, and come on, I'm over Tia.
Yeah,
She's
the worst, but I do definitely want her to stick around. And obviously she will. I mean, there are a few people who play the game more. Yeah, she might get a rose.
She's one of the hottest commodities out there. Everyone wanted her. Grocer Joe wanted her. Chris wants her. Everyone.
Listen, if it comes down to it, she might get a... Well, I guess this doesn't make any logistical sense. I was thinking about how she might be saved with a rose by one of her female friends, but she would have had a rose in that situation. But you know what I mean? That's how deep she's got her claws in the politics.
She could get a bouquet of roses from men. She might be the first to get like three roses.
I also think Colton probably doesn't even really like Tia, but he feels like obligated to pursue something. I don't know. Colton doesn't seem like a big boy decision maker.
The more I see Colton, the more I think of him as a little child.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays out. He didn't do much talking. Another thing about when Colton showed up and he talked to other people first, what is wrong with showing up and being like, hey, let me pull one of Tia's friends aside or acquaintances.
Yeah.
Get the scoop. Like,
that's kind of what
I don't know. Did she go on a date and maybe spend the night with someone else last night? I would like to know that before asking her on a date.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's move on to another Rim and AB favorite, Crystal. A lot of talk during Ari's season. Crystal got a bad... I'm a Crystal apologist, AB. I'm going to go ahead and announce it right now. I recently followed her on Instagram from the Roastcast podcast account. Listen, she seems pretty normal in the on the stories. What do you want me to do? I like the person on the Instagram stories. Now, I'm a Crystal fan. I don't know what to tell you. She seems like a really nice gal, and she's got her head screwed on straight. And the voice, I'd say I'm in love with her real voice. I don't know what to tell you other than that.
Well, someone even mentioned on their when they were talking to the camera that that Crystal showed up and she didn't have her fake voice anymore. So maybe that's just over.
It was Tia. Here's the thing. She kind of still does. The Crystal I see on TV is not the Crystal I know from the Instagram stories, okay? There's still a little fakeness there, a little fake, the little smiling. It's not nearly as bad. Ari's season was one of the all-time, like, exaggerated characters we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
With Crystal. But in Paradise, I think she's going to be a great character. I think she's going to find love. I don't think she'll have any difficulty, as we saw with whatever the Canadian dude, Canadian Kevin. What do you make of Crystal on the show?
I'm a big fan. Bring on as many villains as possible. Some people with some juice. I'm a Crystal guy. I like that her and Kendall are there. If you'll remember, they were on a 2-on-1 together, and they both kind of liked the first guy at first. Grocer
what
Joe.
Do you mean, like the first? Oh, that's right. Yeah,
they both
like
Grocer Joe to start off. And
imagine being Grocer fucking Joe, dude. You go on The Bachelorette. You embarrass yourself. You forget your whole spiel. You don't talk to the Bachelorette the whole night. You get sent home on night one. You're in the mansion for like 4 hours. Then the show premieres and you're all nervous that you don't want your friends to watch because you had such a bad time. You become a sensation.
Internet
and
sensation.
And then next thing you know, Kendall and Crystal, two of the most beautiful women on this franchise, are fighting over you in Paradise. What a run for Grocer Joe.
He's a superstar.
I mean, that's a dream scenario. He's a superstar.
I did think Kevin and Crystal are going to be okay for each other. They both, they don't seem great.
What do you mean they don't
seem
great?
Both seem like D-bags.
Kevin seems like Kevin's got a D-bag look. I don't know if he is, though. He's not here for the deep convos, I'll tell you that.
No.
He basically laid down next to Crystal. He's like, nobody's around. And then he grabbed her and they made out. But it's like, buddy, there's cameras everywhere. You know that, right? I think they'll probably last a while until the next hot thing comes around. Crystal's an opportunist. Can't blame her for that. Love people who take advantage of opportunities. All right. AB, anything else that you're looking forward to? Something you wish you saw more? The previews? How are the previews looking? What else are you looking for? There's like 18 people we didn't talk about.
Listen, so. I'll tell you what I'm not, what I who's who I'd like to touch on, Rim. I'll tell you who I would like to touch on. And
tell
who
me.
I'd like kicked off the island immediately. This guy, Nick, is a scumbag. Okay?
That was weird.
He's
that
always
was weird.
Like sitting around. He's cursing up a storm at all times for no reason. He's
unairable conversation.
He's
you can't
saying unairable stuff. He said stuff. He was sitting. I don't know if you noticed that they a little pact has formed, a little stable of people. Jordan, Nick,
Chris.
And I think there's one more guy. They call themselves the geese. I don't know what the, what do they call themselves? Goose something?
Chris is the goose.
Yeah, but they
for
call-
some reason Chris rebranded himself as the goose, and they renamed. And then David referred to the gang as the Goose Gang, which is the worst name I've ever heard.
Okay, well, Nick is one of the people in the Goose Gang, and some of the things he said He's talking about, so they're talking about Colton and Tia. Nick's like, well, she knows she won't be getting any for a while. And then he says something about how Colton's going to be getting sloppy segundas.
The Goose Gang, not a fan. That's like no, the guys I'm,
with their minds in the gutter. That's
the
all
thing.
That is.
I'm so upset that Jordan's a part of this Goose Gang.
Yeah.
Associating with these bums.
I was upset too, but I have a feeling Jordan's going to fly in and out of a lot of the gangs.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's talk about Jordan. Why haven't we talked about Jordan? What do you think Jordan's got? The thing about Jordan is, I don't know what to expect from him. I don't know how into him the women are going to be, really. I don't know how much of a catch he is, even though I think he's a much better and more rational person than he was portrayed on the show. I think he's a big time playing a character. I just don't know. I don't see a partner for him there right now.
He immediately showed interest in Annalise, which is interesting. Seems like polar opposites. Maybe something could happen there. She seemed to be, she liked him. He was laying on the game real thick to start. Maybe something.
That was weird. I think maybe that was a who's eligible target.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to get a rose here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want Jordan to, I think Jordan should be exempt. He should just be on the entire season.
Yeah, I don't think he should have to worry about roses.
Not a lot of Kenny.
Unfortunately,
no. Sad to see. Who on the island right now can you see Kenny getting a rose from?
Hey, maybe him and the other mom, they have a little something in common, single parents.
Chelsea?
Yeah,
Chelsea's terrible, though.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see much out there for Kenny. Yeah, poor
you're
Kenny.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel, yeah. That's sad. He needs. Kenny's almost too nice. For this franchise.
Old? Too old.
I wouldn't say too old because he's like not that much older than us, but I would say he's too nice because he's not going to get any camera. You don't get camera time in Paradise, like just being a friendly pal. Even Wills, current fan favorite Wills is friends with everybody. I don't know how much screen time he's going to get because of that.
Yeah, I hear you. He didn't get much screen time first episode.
I need Wills to get in a relationship quick so we can see more of him. But right now he's just like pals with everybody of both genders on screen.
Absolutely.
It was funny when David showed up and Will's at the bar and Jordan's way over there talking to somebody and he goes, Jordan, David's here.
That was good.
Anyone else you're looking forward to seeing, previews or otherwise?
I'm looking forward to seeing what all these old Bachelor and Bachelorette people are doing. Like, what's Ben Higgins doing there? What's Ari and Lauren doing there? What? There's a baby on there at some point. What are Carly and Evan doing there? I just want to know what's going on here. I'm excited. I'm intrigued by the.
I'm not
previews.
Intrigued.
You're not.
I can tell you with certainty that's going to be a bad segment.
Okay. Okay.
That's not going to be entertaining. No one you listed right there. I'm itching to see. I know you like Ben Higgins, but he's not a Paradise guy. I just don't know why is he in a mariachi outfit? Why is there a kid there? That just seems like a weird, weird. Hey, I'm all for them cramming more and more people that we know onto the screen, but I got my hopes low for that one.
Okay.
What do you think is, you mentioned Nick earlier acting weird. We kind of glossed over it. What do you think the alcohol situation is?
No, I didn't say he's acting weird. I said he's acting like a dirtbag.
It was kind of a dirtbag move, but you know what I mean? Like, he was swearing.
Scumbag. Yeah, he's cussing up a storm.
Do you think he was drunk? Do you think anyone was drunk? I didn't see a lot of drinks there.
I think he probably was, yeah. He seemed like it.
Because remember, this is the first Paradise post
Corinne.
Corinne and DeMario.
Yeah.
Also bring back Corinne and DeMario, I say.
They're definitely going to be more careful about it, I'm sure, but there's going to be some drinks had, Rim. They're just probably not going to show it as much.
The only reference, I believe, was Jordan made a joke about well vodka.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all we got. Abbreviated episode, because it's Paradise. Also because I didn't take any notes. I have 7 words written down here, and I tried to concoct a whole monologue from that. Didn't work. But we will be taking, for those of you watching Paradise who want to text in, we will be doing the rose bag if you've got some questions. 773-234-7794 if you want to talk Paradise. We're also on Twitter at RoseCastES and at Rosecast Podcast. For some reason, AB, I yoinked the People magazine picture of Becca and Garrett and just posted it.
and it got like, it's at like 1400 likes, and we do not have half that many followers. So now we got, there's 100 comments and people are going back and forth about politics. It's gotten real toxic in the podcast. So if you're going to come follow the Rosecast podcast on Instagram, be nice, be respectful of others. Okay. That's the rule we have there. Anything else, AB?
No, looking forward to this season.
I mean, it really can't be overstated. I don't think people understand how much I love this show, and I think you do too.
There's a lot.
It's just good, clean fun.
A lot of people I genuinely want to find love out here.
Yeah,
guys
Kenny
and girls.
Chief among them. Kenny, number one. Mm-hmm. Anyone else is bonus. If Kenny leaves here heartbroken, might have to swear off the show, cancel the pod. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.